head, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. You're around the shoots, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Cheers, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap with Miss Helen, along with producer Kyle, and countdown to Christmas is on.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking all decorated back mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah. Did I ever show you the little cactus that we made? We made like a Christmas tree cactus.
I think I see something. Is that the one with the hat topper?
Yeah.
I like that. That is too cute. Y'all made that?
Yeah, I made it out of PVC pipe.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was fun.
That is pretty cool. I used to use PVC pipes. I would cut them. I can't remember. I like 2 foot mm-hmm. and I would wrap them like candy canes.
Oh, yeah.
I used to put thousands and thousands and thousands of lights out. So they would that was the stakes for my lights because I lived on a big corner and all the lights would go down the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Had a diagram and everything.
Oh, man. You had plans.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
So
that was, yeah, I'll get there one day.
I know. I can't help but to look out the window. It's a gorgeous day.
And it is.
At the bay. Oh, the bay looks so good.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful today.
Look at us. We're like the kids. We're like little kids in school looking at the
window. Just staring out the window.
Right back here. Let's put it right back here where we're supposed to be. All right. Let's talk some music. I'm going to go ahead and kick it off. Of course,
cool.
Right now, there are so many good Christmas songs out to Texas radio, and we'll cover some of those next week. But excuse me, I kind of went back through some of the charts and we have talked about some of these folks before. And let's start with Justin Hunter. He had a prior release that we did talk about on Texas on Tap, Headed Down to Texas. But Panhandle Highway has released out to radio. And it's bumping up the charts. And it's just talking about that Panhandle Highway, starting off with coffee, a tank of gas, hitting the Panhandle Highway, cafe towns with no name. You know how it is up in the Panhandle. It's just kind of. Yeah, compares himself to Tumbleweed. So that's a good one. Panhandle Highway, Justin Hunter out to radio. And interestingly enough, he is from Wichita Falls, where Jet Ray Reddick is from and James Cook. So with that place. Very cool place. He lives in Cleburne now. Wife and 4 kids and a farm. Yeah. He has a pretty cool story.
Man.
Okay, next up, George Navarro. We've talked about him before. He has a new song out to radio called Turn It Off. And basically, turn off the phone, turn off the lights, turn off the thoughts. Sometimes we have to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, call it a day, kind of spend some time. It's kind of a sultry song, sultry kind of love song. So George Navarro, Turn It Off. And we're going to open the taproom door now for Britt Kerr. And the name of the song is Take It or Leave It.
Tomorrow.
Message on that one. You only want me now because I'm leaving. Take it or leave it. So nice one there.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. We'll leave the taproom doors open. And I didn't know which one I wanted to pick, but I've come to a decision. And Mr. Corey Michael, who is my perfect role model of tenacity and hardworking musicians in Texas country right now, this dude hit us up quite a bit. It took me a while to get to it. I don't know why it just, you know, sometimes things slip through the cracks, but I'm so glad that he kept trying and I finally checked out his stuff because he's awesome. Anyways, Corey Michael just dropped a new one to streaming earlier this week. It's called Trying to Make a Dream Come True.
'72, sitting in the driveway. Daddy'd get that thing going sideways in a parking lot. Well, I can hear the freedom screaming. A lot of smoke in the rear view. A lot of dreaming about the day I'd get to take it out of park. Pick you up under the stars and get you out of this town. Yeah, get you out of this town. Every time I save like a boomerang, everything always came back to you. For every song I wrote like a love note, giving you the truths we'd both hold on to. Into the storm, out of the rain, into my arms at the end of the day. You were the girl under the moon. Yeah, I was just a boy trying to make a dream come true. Strings and a tailgate, a couple cliches and the ice breaks through. And you tell me how you're feeling. You want more than a weekend, more than a couple days and I'm leaving. Yeah, that's my kind of mood. Well, I've been making moves. Save like a boomerang, everything always came back to you. For every song I wrote like a love note, giving you the truths we'd both hold on to. Into the storm, out of the rain, into my arms at the end of the day. You were the girl under the moon. Yeah, I was just a boy trying to make a dream come true. Save like a boomerang, everything always came back to you. For every song I wrote like a love note, giving you the truths we both hold on to. Into the storm, out of the rain, into my arms at the end of the day. You were the girl under the moon. Yeah, I was just a boy trying to make a dream come true. Trying to make a dream come true.
It's just a good, simple, strong song with a nostalgic feel. It makes you feel right at home. It makes you think about all these other things that are kind of outside of the storyline. But then his voice is phenomenal. It actually, whenever I was listening to it for the first time, there were some friends around me and it got all of their attention, which obviously always is a good sign. But then also the concept of the story is really cool, where he's, you know, kind of like me, like a boy out there chasing the dreams. But then there's that girl at the end of the road that makes it all worth it. So,
yes.
Great song.
And guess what I did when I listened to that song? I listened to the next song and the next song. Yep. I like him. And so ironically enough, you know, my nanny was my hero. So she must have been really super duper cool back in the 70s when I was a kid, because the car that's on that, the cover, single cover.
Oh,
for that,
yeah. That's what she had. Wow. Oh,
I used to cruise through city of Houston way back when there was no traffic. throw all me and my cousins in that car and drive us around. Look how cool we were. Dang, yeah. She was cool.
That's super cool. Wow. Okay. And moving on, Gracie York's dropped another one. She's been teasing this. And like we said, whenever we had her on the pod a while back, she was dropping a bunch of songs this week. And we're kind of back to the anti-love songs we know and love from Gracie. This is a heavy one, and I'm sure it's super relatable to tons of people out there. It's, you know, the concept is essentially you only want me. You only love me when you're not drunk. Sober, right? Whenever you're drunk. I was trying not to say drunk, but
drunkards.
Yeah. I wish you loved me. I wish you wanted me when you were sober, essentially.
Yeah. It's kind of basically, yeah. Let's see what it's like when you're sober.
Right. Like, don't come over unless you're sober. It's also, I was laughing because I was thinking about how it kind of like made me want to move a little bit, like slow dance. But it's funny because that's not like a lovey song you want to dance with somebody to, because the concept's like, nope. Stay away.
Slow
dance by yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry for the goofiness. Yeah. All right. And then last up this week, Lane Smith. He is the king of the chorus. I tell you what, man, he can do no wrong. He's been promoting this song for a little bit. I assume based on some stuff he posted online that this has been doing well live. But man, I can't imagine, or I guess I can't help but imagine just being in that live crowd with the sway during that chorus. And it's just, oh man, so catchy. And it's like got all these cool, you know, country nostalgic backroads elements to it. And it's written really well, but just those melodies, he has just got it on lock. I don't know where he gets it from, but wait, man, have we had him on the podcast? I feel like we have, because we've covered every song.
I almost went and looked that up, but I can't remember. The same thing. He's like, Lane. Bro, we got to get you on. But that whole red dirt under the tread, blanket in my bed. Ooh.
Yeah.
Lord, yeah. The great song. Yes. I was, true story, I did the same thing. I was like, has Lane been on the podcast?
Yeah. We'll make that happen early next year. And then also, just before we jump into the charts, I wanted to shout out, I'm a couple weeks behind, but Treaty Oak Revival, we've covered a couple of their songs before, but they just dropped a new record and it's the talk of the town. But I have jumped on the bandwagon. I like it a lot. It's very good.
I do too.
It's super rocking. It's very much influenced by this type of music I grew up listening to, aside from country. And it's like, the songs aren't like crazy experimental, but they're just like straightforward. They all pack a punch lyrically. And they all have like a cool guitar part, like a sig lick, like I always talk about. So check out Treaty Oak Revival. You're going to regret it if you don't, because they're blowing up.
Be careful if you got that red and black tube top.
Yeah. Maybe don't listen to it around the kids.
Funny. But then they're driving to the coast in the moonlight, asphalt lit up. Okay, that's cool. Great. But there's just lyrically, like, there's some really good from the very, very first when it starts. Okay, where are we?
We talk about charts. More Than Music Creations and some charts.
Yes. MoreThanMusicCreations.com. I got my necklace. They have a lot of stuff. A lot of your favorite Texas country artists, as we talk about, they take their guitar strings, recycle them into some one-of-a-kind pieces. I've noticed that Jade Marie Patek has some really cool stuff that they've just made.
Oh, really? Cool.
And of course, I have my Brie bracelet on. I love my Brie bracelet.
Yeah.
It's a Santa Fe bracelet. But you can go through and kind of cruise through there. We have Texas Toast podcast line as well. That's a necklace that I have on. And a lot. It's just a full circle thing. A lot of good goes on with MoreThanMusicCreations.com. So check them out today, and especially for your Christmas and holiday shopping.
Christmas shop. Yeah, I've been putting it off, but I need to send that stuff over to a bunch of people who are listening, my mama and my grandmas, and let them pick out some stuff. We can get those orders in.
Yes, I thought about doing that today because I've picked out some stuff for my daughter, and yeah. I was like, I wonder if I just ought to let her just pick.
Yeah, I just have always deferred that. I don't think I could stand buying something that they didn't like. It's like, yeah, you just pick it out.
That's nice. Yeah. Okay, Texas country music chart, the top five this week. Wade Bowen is at five with Lovin' Not Leavin'. Cody Jinks is stayed at four. Yes, Outlaws and Mustangs. Chippin' Mill is at number three. Turnpike Troubadours. Ken Foe, Honky Tonk Honey, is at number two. And Cody Johnson's The Painter remains at number one on the Texas country music chart. CD Extraction Texas, number five is Ken Foe's Honky Tonk Honey. Wade Bowen stayed at four. Turnpike Troubadours. Chippin' Mill is at number three. Cody Jinks went from five to two. Outlaws and Mustangs. And Cody Johnson, The Painter, is at number one. And we're recording early, so T3R chart's not out yet. So make sure you check it out when it comes out on Friday. So there we go. Yep.
Cool. And the reason we were recording earlier is because I'm hitting the road with John Bauman tomorrow.
Lucky you. Where are y'all going?
Yeah, we're going to Odessa. It's actually a private show. So unfortunately, you cannot come if you're listening. But he's playing all kinds of other awesome shows. So go check out John's calendar and see what he's up to.
Well, tell him I said hello.
Yeah, absolutely. Fresh off that new album. If you guys aren't jamming that one yet, go check out John's new record. It is pretty fantastic.
Yeah. I'm ready just to turn some music on and do some jam. You know, it's funny. I was thinking about it today. It's like how in the summertime, you're constantly around the music, like especially I'm so outdoors. And it's like all of a sudden the cold weather comes in and it's like you just got to turn everything off and turn the music on. That's what I've got to do that or take a drive.
Yep.
Or take a walk, which I haven't got my walk in yet today. So I'm going to do it after we record this and turn some music on. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the same thing. Get a nice walk and enjoy this weather. Man, what was I going to say? We were talking about something. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. We're talking about walking, I thought about you the other day because like as long as you're like the mosquitoes are in full attack mode. They'll turn you black.
Awkward phase of weather, huh?
Yeah. So I was doing my walk the other day. And it was so nice. I'm rocking along and I turned a corner and I went through where the wind wasn't and it was kind of like water was standing. Mm-hmm. Y'all
got killed.
You didn't even want to see it. I was running and doing the
God, it's such a bummer.
Made me think of you because I thought, oh, Kyle would be liking this. It's like he can walk and the wind's blowing and there's no mosquitoes. And now this goes back to when Kyle came to see me, mosquitoes attacked him. So anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I will never forget that. But I don't remember as a kid, like mosquitoes being an issue in the fall, like or like summer and spring, like whenever it's like warming up and then before it gets too hot usually. But I don't remember it cooling down and mosquitoes being an issue. But I guess it's just like the right mixture.
I know.
But also,
we had no mosquitoes all summer because it was so dry.
So hot.
But I remember some Friday night football games. I remember one time when we played, I think in Hempstead, Sealy Tigers played Hempstead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so we went there and they like fogged the field and it was like not winter. It was probably like our going into October games.
Yeah, man.
So much.
That's crazy. Well, on the bright side, though, the trees are all changing and that's real nice. I've been enjoying that quite a bit. I did the drive back and forth between Houston and Austin a couple times over the last week or so. And staring outside even right now, the trees are all kind of turning dark orange, yellows, reds. That's always exciting. Okay. Business. What are we doing? Dylan Gossett. That was awesome. We had Dylan on earlier this week.
So good. Everybody, have you went and looked up his music? And you listened to the podcast with Dylan. You're going to wish you had.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. I mean, it's not like don't miss the train. It's just like, okay, go ahead and jump on the bandwagon at this point. Because he's got millions of listeners on Spotify. He's, you know, just got unbelievable songs. The industry is recognizing how brilliant he is. So go check all that out. I think next week we've got Zach Neal. And then like Helen kind of mentioned, speaking of the shirt.
I have Zach's shirt on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
I was wearing that yesterday. But Zach Neal. And then next Friday, I think we're going to just only do some Christmas songs. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
It'd be Tap Room, just covering some Christmas tunes. Cool.
Yeah, that sounds great. Let's do some Christmas stuff because there's some awesome. There's some good stuff going on with the Christmas. I was looking at my list. I was going to surprise y'all, but I'll surprise y'all next week.
Yeah. And then the Christmas episode will come out the week after that. And then we'll get through the year. We'll do kind of like a recap. We're not going to do a full award show like we did this last year, but we'll kind of recap, and we'll both bring some songs to the table and talk about, you know, our favorites from the year and things like that. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then just hitting the ground running early next year, like always.
I'm ready. I'm ready for next year. So ready. Yep. I'm ready for the first of the year and ready for some stuff for next year. So, okay.
Oh, also another big milestone, and just a huge thank you to everybody who listens and everybody who's supported us. Whether that's, you know, retweeting something on Twitter or subscribing on Apple or Spotify or Instagram or whatever, we just broke 50,000 downloads all time. So, a huge chunk of that has come this year. Obviously this has been our biggest year yet, but that's, we're both very proud of that number. And, you know, we're just beyond thankful for you guys, and we just want to keep it growing. So keep sharing, keep telling people, keep listening to the episodes, and just, you know, giving us the like, giving us the subscribe, the follow on Spotify, all those things really do help. They go a long way. So if you're still listening and you love us, or you like what we do, just one simple little thing, as simple as a share or a like or a subscribe, really, really does help.
Right. Okay.
Alrighty.
Good way to end it. Cheers.
And with a heavy tongue, she knew where I was from as she left. I dare to say, well, you can go.